So, delegates, we have 1 hour, 15 minutes to go. We move immediately to agenda number 9, where we have three documents, CX, CSE 11349, then 9-1 and 9-2, where we have 24 new work proposals and 4 proposals for discontinuation of work. We will immediately move to the first proposal, which is from the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods. The proposal is for new work on performance criteria for multi-residual analytical methods for veterinary drug residues. The CC exec had agreed to recommend that the Commission approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see no comments, so this item for new work is approved as recommended by the 19th session of the CCRVTF. We now move to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee of Europe, where there is a proposal for a regional standard for fresh fungus chanterelle. The CC exec reviewed this document from critical review angle and recommended that the Commission approve this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so the Commission approves this item for new work as a regional standard. The next is the proposal for a regional standard for iron. It is also from CC Euro. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this proposal for a regional standard for iron is approved. Next is the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Dietary Uses. There's a proposal from the Committee for Inclusion of a new Part B for underweight children in the standard for processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children. The CC exec had agreed to recommend this item for new work. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this item for new work is approved. Next, we come to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee of Asia. There is a proposal for a draft regional standard for tempeh. The CC exec had agreed to recommend this item for new work. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this item for new work is approved. Next is the proposed draft regional standard for durian. The CC exec had a detailed discussion on this proposal for new work, whether we should proceed as a regional standard or China, please. You have a comment on tempeh or on durian?
Mr. Chair,
现在中国代表团认为
Just now, reference was made to the liver products. With regard to the proposal of setting an Asian regional standard for liver products, the Chinese government considers it inappropriate. The reasons are as follows. First,
we are on
sorry.
Durian. We have just completed tempeh. Is there a comment on tempeh? No. So we are on durian, please. Thank you, China, for your understanding. During the CC exec meeting, there was a discussion on whether we should have a global standard or a regional standard for durian. it was reported that the 15th session of the CCFFV could not consider the proposal since there was lack of information related to trade between countries to meet the criteria for a worldwide standard. During the CC exec, additional information was provided by the regional coordinator, and the CC exec agreed to recommend that new work on international codex standard be taken up by CCFFV. This was recommended after we had asked the chair of the CCFFV if the workload of the committee can take this item for new work. Either any comments, please? Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, for the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Committee, the committee will see whether or not the work can begin for the next meeting in September of 2012. But if the committee decides that they cannot embark on this, they would call upon the commission, that the commission begin work by tasking a workforce so that no time is wasted. And then by November of 2012, then perhaps the work can be considered to see whether or not the standard for durian can be considered as a regional standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. We'll just consult the secretary, Madam Secretary, and get back. Thank you. Thank you, delegates. We understand that the next session of the CCFFV will be in September 2012, and the session of CC Asia will be in November 2012, which is subsequent to this session. In line with the discussion that we had in the CC exec, and in line with the decision that this commission had taken in the case of pomegranates, I would suggest that the draft regional standard for durian may be presented, the work can start, and may be presented at the next session of the CCFFV at step 3. But if the committee decides not to take up this work in view of the workload, then it can be developed as a regional standard. Is that acceptable to the Commission? I see no flags. Anybody? No. I see no flags. So this proposal on these lines is approved to develop a standard for durian, which could be an international standard, provided the CCFFV accepts this work and it can be presented at step 3. In case it cannot be accepted, then it can go back to the CC Asia. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand also would like to thank the chairperson of the CCFV that provided a chance to have the standard for durian to be considered by the committee. So we will prepare the document to be submitted to the Codex Secretariat and the CCFFV to be at the first chance to be considered by CCFFV. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thailand. Next, we go to the Committee on Food Hygiene, where there is a proposal for new work on guidelines for control of specific zoonotic parasites in meat, Trichinella spiralis, and Cysticercus bovis. Any comments, please? USA, please.
The Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the interest of full disclosure, the United States did not support this proposal when it was initially presented in 2010 to the Committee on Food Hygiene. The United States believes that, as a general rule, conduct committees, and specifically the Committee on Food Hygiene, should prioritize their work to the issues of the highest public health concern. We don't believe these parasites rise to that level. The project document for the work indicates that the guidelines would reference current OIE standards and would avoid duplication of work. However, those guidelines have yet to be completed. The OIE working group on Trichinella will not meet until next August. This makes it very difficult to agree to use OIE references when we do not know what those references are, nor will most countries have input into the development of those OIE guidelines. The United States believes that the real importance of this work is that it highlights the need for a general guidance document on foodborne parasites, which will provide a framework for annexes on specific parasite commodity combinations. We ask the Commission to accept the recommendation of the Executive Committee, which is in paragraph 40 of that report. The committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve new work as proposed by the CCFH with the suggestion that they take a risk-based approach in developing the document, including conducting a risk assessment, that they review the prioritization list that will be prepared by FAO and WHO, and monitor the work at OIE to ensure that there will be no duplication of work. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We ask that our comments be included in the record.
Thank you, USA. EU, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Following the remarks which were made by the delegation of the United States, I would like to state that it should be noted that this work is part of a more general project aiming at preparing a general guidance document on parasites with annexes addressing parasites-food combination, as was discussed in the last meeting of the Food Hygiene Committee in Kampala. It's true that the chosen parasites are of a low public health relevance. This is to define how, following a risk-based approach, conditions could be defined to adapt the level of control to the real risks. No risk assessment was required, as a lot of data is already available. First of all, a risk profile is attached to the document prepared for the working group. In addition, the International Commission for Trichinellosis has gathered a lot of scientific information. The World Organization for Animal Health is indeed currently working on a related item, but the mandate of the two organizations are really different. The OIE deals with on-farm measures when codex competence starts at the slaughterhouse. In addition, as underlined today by Dr. Valla, Director General of OIE, a close cooperation between the two organizations is foreseen. OIE representative will participate in the physical working group to take place in Ireland next week. Cross-references will be included to ensure that no duplication, no gaps, and full consistency are ensured. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Union. I see the flag of Chile. Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would also like to support the fact that this be done jointly between the OIE and Codex, but the field of action should be clearly delineated, but the work should be done together, and the terms set out by the Executive Committee in 41 of their report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of prioritisation of the work, we would just like to refer to the processes in place by the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, which does pride itself on the rigour in which it does prioritise work, and the recommendations from the working group from the last session that did put this work as a first priority for a range of reasons on the work program, and that prioritisation was accepted by the Codex Committee of Food Hygiene. In terms of working with OIE, we consider that the fact that they are doing parallel work is not a disadvantage as suggested, but in fact an opportunity. This allows us to work closely with a risk-based approach applied by OIE at the farm level and a risk management approach at the consumer end of the food chain by Codex, and genuinely put in place risk analysis principles that we all adhere to through the Commission. We believe that this work will be very strong in terms of its quantitative base. We don't recognise that it does need a risk assessment in support of the guidance that will be created, and we do feel that working with OIE will result in a very positive control guidance document for these zoonotic parasites. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Are there any other comments, please? And we can conclude this. USA, please.
Well, I appreciate the comments from the other delegations. I think they're important. I just think that the Commission should reflect what the Executive Committee recommendation was, including the provisions that they included in that paragraph. I have paragraph 40, but it's 40 or 41. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Rather than reflecting on the entire thing, we will reflect on the CC Exec report, which would communicate what you intend to communicate. Thank you. Just 1 second, please. Thank you, delegates, for bearing with me. The proposal from the chair is that the Commission approve this item for new work as proposed by the CCFH, and that a risk-based approach is taken in developing the document, and review the prioritization list that will be prepared by FAO and WHO, and monitor the work of at OIE to ensure that there is no duplication of work, which means that there will be a close cooperation with the OIE on this. Can the Commission agree to this? There are no flags from the member countries. I see the flag of OIE. OIE, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reiterate what Dr. Vallard said in his speech, is that the OIE would be very pleased to collaborate in this work should it be approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much, OIE. We appreciate that. Thank you. Next, we move to the proposal, CCFH proposal for new work on an annex on melons to the Code of Practice for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Any comments, please? Columbia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes. No, it's not actually this document. I'm just hoping we can look at the next commentary. I hope that there'll be a working group that will be able to inaugurate this document, headed up by Canada and the United States, and they can make sure that the working languages will be English and French. We need this to broaden the spectrum of the languages being used and extend it to Spanish, because some of the countries, especially in Central America, are melon producers, in South America as well, and they really want to be able to use their language within the working group that would accommodate them. Thank you.
I would request the Secretariat to respond to this point. Secretariat, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just to respond to the issue of the working group for the work on melons, Even though we only today considering the approval of the new work, the Committee on Food the CCFH had also taken a decision to have a physical working group to meet to develop the actual draft pending the approval of this new work. And in doing so, they had agreed at the meeting to have the working group in two languages, and that was English and French. And of course, we work according to the guidelines for physical working groups and electronic working groups, where we try to have the different languages, English, French, and Spanish, accommodated, but it would depend on, of course, the resources that is available by the host. And they kindly offered to have French available. This physical working group already met. It met in, June, first week of June, and they had interpretation in English and French, unfortunately not Spanish. Yes, I can confirm that Latin American countries were present at the meeting, but they had made comment via electronic means, and those were taken up in the document, and the document will be going out for comment if the Commission approves the new work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Colombia, does that answer your question? Anything?
But I don't really have clarity because I don't know really what the reply will be. If the responses to the comments will be extended to us in Spanish, so I'm not really clear on that, on the basis of what I just heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. Secretariat, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. If the work is approved by this commission, then we will work according to our normal procedures as established by Codex, and that is the document that will be distributed for comment or circulated for comment will go out in English, French, and Spanish, and that will be within the next week or two. And comments can be made in English, French, or Spanish, and will be compiled in those three languages and made available prior to the discussion in the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Colombia, does that respond adequately to your point? But normally the language to be used by the working group is to be decided by the members who lead the working group. By the Food Hygiene Committee. Sorry, by the Food Hygiene Committee. Thank you, Colombia. Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now I see the secretary give me some clarity, but Costa Rica would like to voice its concern. When there are so many physical working groups working, and this, of course, has an impact for the participation of, well, especially of developing countries, it's hard to be everywhere, and also for the question of translation as well. I know there's goodwill. Goodwill has been shown by those countries coordinating the working groups, but this makes it more difficult for countries to take part. For example, in this case, for melons, most of the producing countries are Spanish-speaking countries, but we see ourselves limited in as to our possibility to take part. We would just like to voice our concern for this, and I hope that this can go down, ask for this to go down on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Guatemala, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to reiterate what the two speakers said before, Colombia, Costa Rica. The thing is, the Central American countries are large producers of melons, and these melons are in markets all around the world. It would be good if one could take into account the possibility of including the Spanish language, because we should be included as producers, and we are producers, but if it were possible to establish these parameters in Spanish, it would be so much easier for us. If this third language could be added, you know, over and above English and French, it would make things so much easier for us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Guatemala. Next, we have speakers from Cuba, Chile, and Brazil. Is the proposal on, or what you want to speak, is with regard to the language part of it, or with regard to the approval for new work? If it is with regard to the language, then probably we can leave it at this stage. Let us first consider the item for new work, and then we can, I'll request Madam Secretary to talk about the operation of the physical working group and the languages.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the delegations. We would like to recall that this issue of deciding on working groups, of course, is the responsibility of the committees, but we can look at it from a general point of view. We would like to recall that there was a recommendation from the Commission in 2003 that all committees should first look at the possibility of convening electronic working groups before they decided on physical working groups, saying that first you should really try to avoid having a lot of physical working groups, especially for the various issues which were raised by the various countries, participation, especially of developing countries. So we always try to remind the committees, of course, from recalling this general recommendation from the Commission, which we could consider still stands now. Of course, that's what we try to do from the point of view of the Secretariat in raising these difficulties. But, of course, this is a decision from the countries in each committee to decide whether they want to have electronic working groups or physical working groups. And also we try to say that if there is a need for physical working groups, it's always perhaps preferable to have working groups just before the committee, which would be another additional 1 or 1.5 for 2 days of discussion, which would perhaps extend the possibility to discuss but not create an additional meeting between the sessions. Of course, we have procedures, and this is up to the various committees concerned, so it's important that all committees reflect on these issues from a general point of view. And, of course, as regards the languages, that's up to the host country or chairing countries of the working groups, and the decision is taken in the committees. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Cuba, would you like to take the floor on this point?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think with all due respect, I think the question of language, it depends on the committees. I think the Commission ought to have the capacity to undertake the action if the decision doesn't actually represent the interests of producers. Now, what I'm saying is that here what we're talking about is a tropical product, and most of the producers are in the Spanish-speaking zone. So these are very important prerequisites. The language used will have a direct impact on the quality of the results. So I think it's very important for Cuba to support what was voiced by other delegations, Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Colombia, for example. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cuba. Before I give the floor to Chile and Brazil, let me give the floor to the chair of the Food Hygiene Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to assure all the people that cannot communicate in English or French that this work will go on in all three languages at the committee level. We simply, at that time when we constructed or assembled this work group, could not afford to have the three languages done. But all the work that was done at that work group, plus the electronic comments that were submitted via email, were considered in this drafting. In addition, I assure the members of the Commission that during the committee discussions, every effort is given to include comments from every single country. So even though they may not have participated in the work group, in the physical work group to kick off this document, they were able to submit written comments, which were acknowledged and received and considered. And every piece of work from here on goes into the CCFH flow of work, which includes all three languages. So their concerns will be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Food Hygiene Committee. Does that satisfy the Spanish-speaking countries? Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Cuba. We have the flag of Chile. Would you like to take the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. But this concern is widespread. It has an impact on the workings of Codex in terms of its strategy. Of course, there are electronic groups, and they decide on the language. That's how it works with Spanish-speaking countries. But we've always heard that the way we work must be very agile. But we have another strategic item. It's number 5. It says that the participation of development countries is all important. This is something also to be borne in mind by the committee before the actual decision is made as to which languages will be used for its work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chile. Madam Secretary had already informed the Commission of the discussions that have taken place earlier with regard to convening of the working groups. To start with, it should be electronic working group, and then the physical working groups just before start of the committee's session. Brazil, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would simply like to underscore something, and also thank the Secretariat for the information that has been provided, also from the Chairman of the Food Hygiene Committee. I would like to underscore these concerns that were voiced by a number of delegations. Delegations spoke before me, this regarding a physical group and also the question of language as well. Those are major concerns. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Brazil. Does the Commission agree to approve this item for new work in the first place? I see no flags. So this item for new work on developing the annex on melons is approved, and we note the concerns expressed by the countries, the Spanish-speaking countries, with regard to the language, and the response given by the chair of the CCFH. Thank you very much. We next move to the Committee on Fats and Oils. There is a proposal for new work on standards for fish oils. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so this item for new work is approved. The next under the Committee on Fats and Oils is the proposal for amendment to parameters for rice bran oil in the standard for named vegetable oils. The CC exec approved this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so this item for new work is approved. Next, we move to the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. The proposal is to develop a document on the principles for the use of sampling and testing in international food trade, the point that we had discussed a short while ago. This is a useful item for work and will greatly help to facilitate fair practices in trade, particularly for the developing countries. And the CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see no flags. So this item for new work is approved. The next is a proposal from the Committee on Contaminants in Food for a proposal for new work on maximum levels for arsenic in rice. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. I see the flag of Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As in our written comment in CRD 16, page 1, Japan is of the opinion that elaborating maximum levels is premature at this stage. Prior to evaluating the values, Codex should request members to further submit data, especially occurrence data of inorganic arsenic. We had raised this point during the last session of the Contaminant Committee. We also pointed out in the committee that we should strictly apply the relevant Codex principles and policy in elaborating MLs. We strongly suggest that the CCCF should take into account the points in CRD 16 in this new work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Are there any other comments? I see none. Netherlands, please.
Yes, thank you. As chair of CCCF, I would like to briefly comment. We discussed this issue at the CCCF and also the issue of data collection. And, in fact, we agreed carrying on new work as this was an important subject and a concern for many countries. And an electronic working group led by China will explore whether maximum levels should apply to total and or inorganic arsenic and make a proposal. And we would then discuss this proposal, the results of this electronic working group at the next committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. Chile, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're in favor of having the work begin on this standard, agreeing with the executive committee, also because this also concerns a lot of different types of children's food. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Who's that? Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Australia is in favour of moving forward with this work. This work, as the Chair of the Codex Committee on Food Additives has just elaborated, was discussed at length at the last committee meeting, and we believe that this is important work that should proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Iran, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Iran also wishes to support to continue working in this aspect, but agreed what about the agreed by the executive committee in this regard due to the importance of this item for the children. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. Are there any other comments? Sri Lanka, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Sri Lanka also in favor of starting this new work.
Thank you, Sri Lanka. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nigeria, too, is in favor of proceeding with this important work. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. Are there any other comments? I get the sense of the Commission that there is a general agreement for proceeding ahead with this work. I see the flag of Vietnam. Vietnam, please.
Vietnam, support to start a new work. Thank you.
there are two members who do not support this item for new work, Japan and Vietnam.
Oh, you agree?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Japan does not agree. Rest of the commission agrees. Would Japan like to have the reservation recorded for this item for new work?
Ask the recorder internet in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. We will do so. Intervention. Okay. We will record your intervention. And the Commission approves this proposal for new work on maximum levels for arsenic in rice. Delegates, Madam Secretary brings to my notice that we seem to have left out one item for new work under CCRVDF, which was the second item, to develop a priority list for veterinary drugs for evaluation or re-evaluation by JECFA. This was not for critical review. Can the Commission agree for this item for new work? I see no flags, so the Commission agrees and this item for new work. Right. We now move to the next proposal, which is a proposal from FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. It is a proposal for elaboration of a worldwide codex standard for Panela. It was a proposal made by Colombia. This item for new work was discussed in the CC exec from the critical review angle. I'm sorry, there's a flag from India. Is that on the priority list or on Panela?
The standard for Panela.
Okay. Before you take the floor, let me informed the Commission that this item for new work was discussed in the CC exec, and the CC exec agreed to recommend and identify the means by which this work will be carried out. This would in any case be discussed under agenda number 16, but since the Committee on Sugars is adjourned sine die, the present host, which is UK, which had previously stated to give up its chairmanship to another interested country, it was noted that Colombia had declared itself ready to take on its chairmanship for the time necessary to complete the work on Panela. And then the CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. I would like to give the floor to India, please.
Thank you, Chair. Panela, which is a product made of from the sugar cane, is widely used in many other countries. And we support the proposal to take up this as a new work. And also, if Colombia is interested in leading this work, we'll support that. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Is there any other comment? Who's that? Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to reaffirm that the Committee of Latin American Caribbean, in their November meeting, approved the initiation of this new work. Thank you.
Panama. Thank you, Costa Rica. Panama, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd simply like to support the carrying out of this work. I'd like to thank Colombia as well for offering to host this committee. For those countries that are producers, Panela, I would like to thank Colombia for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Panama. Guatemala, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to commend Colombia and congratulate them. You see, it's going to be a Latin American country that's going to be the anchor country for this country. And also add my voice to the support expressed by Guatemala for the bringing forward of this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cuba, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cuba also would like to express its support for the decision made by Colombia to develop this standard and shouldering this responsibility. And Colombia and other countries produce this type of product, and they necessitate the support that Colombia can provide. This is important for the country, but it's a very, very important type of product for a lot of young children. And very often, panela is, well, the staple of their diet, so we need this initiation. There's also sugar cane or raw sugar cane, and there has to be development of those products and the sugar cane, generally speaking, all throughout the region. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cuba. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We are one of the greatest producers of sugarcane in the Near East, and we would like to support the decision made by Colombia to develop this new standard, and we are ready to work with them whenever we are requested to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Egypt. UK, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank Colombia for taking on this work and also happy to support the new work. As you pointed out in your introductory remarks, that the UK has asked for this work to be hosted by someone else as it's been adjourned for some time. The UK has actually held the committee or hosted the committee since 1963, so it would be good if someone else would take this on. And so we are pleased that Colombia are happy to do that and wish them all the very best. So thank you.
Thank you very much, UK. There are two more countries who have put up their flag, Argentina and Dominican Republic. If it is in support of the work to be done by Colombia, I suppose we have already sufficient consensus on this work to be taken up by Colombia. If you have any objection, please raise your flag. So I see no flags in objection. So we approve this item for new work to be taken up by Colombia. And the issue relating to hosting of this committee, we can discuss under agenda number 16. Thank you very much. Next is a proposal. Next is a proposal from CC Asia to develop a regional standard for labor products. This proposal was originally made in the 17th session of the CC Asia, which had agreed that a standard for labor products be developed as a global standard in view of the significant amount of products being exported outside the region, and recommended that the Republic of Korea submit this proposal to the Fisheries Products Committee. The Fisheries Products Committee, at its 31st session, concluded that it was premature to consider an international standard for labor products, and because its terms of reference did not allow it to be covered under this committee and agreed to encourage CC Asia to develop a regional standard. This proposal came for critical review in the CC Exec, and the CC Exec agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. France, you have a comment on the previous item? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Merci,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a question on the foregoing question. We'd like to know if this is new work that will lead to setting up a working group, or will it be a committee? And how about the working languages? We would also like for this working group to be able to work in French. Thank you.
Thank you, Franz. I'll give the floor to Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, this is not working group. This is the work in a committee, but it was clear also from the proposals we had and how it was discussed. This is work in an adjourned committee, which means it is work by correspondence, and it's important to make it very clear. The work will be carried out as in such cases, the work is coordinated by the secretariat of the host country. Of course, working in cooperation with the Codex Secretariat, we're always ready to offer our cooperation. And the responsibility, as in the cases where we had standards developed by adjourned committees, the work is coordinated and it following all the step procedures exactly as other standards, only is done by correspondence, and this is coordinated by the host country, and in that case it will be coordinated by Colombia as responsible for this work. So that will be according to the procedures for work by adjourned committees in the procedural manual, but it was important to make it very clear. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We will take note of this point raised by France and the response given by the Secretary in the report. Delegates, we come back to the proposal from CC Asia for a regional standard for labor products. Any comments, please? Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan would like to support the Executive Committee's recommendation to approve new work on a regional standard for labor products. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. China, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. China disagrees with this proposal. The reasons are as follows. First, no consensus was reached at the 17th session of the Coordinating Committee of Asia. The Fish and Fishery Products Committee at its 31st session held that the time for a regional standard in this regard was premature, thus rejected the proposal. And submitted this proposal back to the CC Asia. Two, China is the largest producer and trader of labor products. Its export of labor products accounts for more than 60% of the total in world trade. Further, in the international trade, none of the conflicts has ever been caused for the lack of a unified standard. Three, labor grows only in some countries that differ from one to another in terms of environments, varieties, consumer demands, and methods of processing the labor products. Thus, the establishment of such a unified standard would limit the product diversity and may lead to trade conflicts. Four, till today, we cannot see what are the contents in this standard and what implications that standard will produce. Therefore, in the view of China, this proposal should be brought back to CC Asia for further discussions. Thank you.
Thank you, China. Are there any other comments, please? May I request the coordinator from Asia to respond on the deliberations at the CC Asia meeting? Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia just want to reinforce that what is delivered by the chairpersons that occur in the 17th session of CC Asia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Indonesia. I just was able to see the report of CC Asia. We do not note from the CC Asia report that there was any objection or there was no consensus on this new work. Apparently, there was consensus. In any case, I give the floor to Korea, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The last session of CC Asia, the majority of member countries supported this proposal on labor products, but only one country did not support. So, and the, also the 31st session of the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products encouraged to develop a regional standard development as well. So it is very clear that the necessity of this development for labor products standard has been agreed. So, Mr. Chairman, Korea respects the decision of Executive Committee that the committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve new work on a regional standard for labor products. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. Is there any other comment? China would like to take the floor once again. China, please.
谢谢主席，在第十七届亚洲协调会上，
at the 17th session of CC Asia, firstly, there was no position to recommend the development of an international standard. I decided to submit this issue to the Codex Committee on Fish and Fish Products. The Fishery Products Committee believes that its mandate does not cover algae products. And this is the problem we face today. This represents 40% of international trade. This algae represents 40% of international trade. So, if there is no international standard, there will be no effect on international standard and international trade. So, I would suggest we send this back to the Coordinating Committee for Asia. If we cannot find agreement on the LABA, this represents such a percentage in international trade from Korea, it will not be useful for us to develop an international standard on this issue.
Thank you, China. The proposal on the table before the Commission is not for developing an international standard for labor products. It is a proposal for developing a regional standard for labor products. Is there any other objection to developing a regional standard for labor products in Asia? I see no other flags, no flags. Would China wish to record the reservation in the report? Because I see a consensus for developing a regional standard for labor products.
那么中国认为,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, we believe that in the development of a regional standard, the development should be made by Korea and China. If not, this will not cover the diversity of this product.
Thank you, China. In the CC Asia meeting, there was no decision to set up an electronic or a working group, a physical working group. In fact, there was no decision on a working group. So it is up to the country that has made the proposal to develop a draft document, which can then be discussed in the CC Asia next meeting. Thank you, China, for your consideration. Maybe we can request Korea to invite other delegations if they wish to in developing this standard, the draft document.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yeah, we'll take the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Next, we have 10 minutes. We move to the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, where there is a proposal for proposed draft performance criteria for screening methods for biotoxins in the standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks. Are there any comments, please? The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission for approving this item. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States thanks Canada and Australia for their willingness to lead this work. And we have a small editorial change we would like to request. We call attention to Section 2 of the project document entitled the Relevance and Timeliness Section of the document. We note that the intent of the work is to develop criteria for the use of screening methods to detect biotoxins. However, the text in the relevance and timeliness section is unclear in this regard, specifically as it makes reference to the use of the mouse bioassay test as though it were a screening method, which it is not. To resolve the lack of clarity, we suggest simply deleting the phrase, e.g., mouse bioassay. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway is now speaking as chair of the Fish Committee. The intention of the Fish Committee is to elaborate performance criteria for both reference methods and screening methods for determination of biotoxins. It could be considered premature to conclude at this stage of the work if some methods comply or not with the criteria that are to be developed. Consequently, the chair would support the view expressed by the US to move forward with a document where the reference to the mouse bioassay method has been deleted. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. Are there any comments? Any other comments? Chile, please.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a short declaration. I'd like to know what is the change proposed by the United States? What is the text to be put forward?
Thank you, Chile. Would the United States like to respond to this point? And then we come to European Union.
thank you. Section 2 of the document, which is entitled Timeliness and Relevance and Timeliness, has in parentheses, I believe it's in parentheses, for example, mouse bioassay. We were just requesting to have that example removed from the project document. Thank you.
Chile, is that does that respond to your question? It's a slight change, editorial change. No, I won't say editorial change. There is a removal, deletion of a phrase from the project document, which is a proposal for new work. I do not see any response. European Union, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support Norway as the chair of the Fish Committee, and we would prefer to keep the project document as it is, because there was a huge discussion at the Fish Committee about the mouse bioassay, and it was identified as a very useful method by several delegations. So we would prefer to keep the project document as it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Union. The chair of the Fish Committee would like to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor again. I'd just like to clarify. I might have been a bit unclear, but still, what the chair's intention was to go along with the U.S. proposal and just delete the example at this point, because this is a very early stage and it's early to decide whether or not to consider any examples. So this is up for the committee to discuss in the further work. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Fish Committee. European Union, you have a point? It's okay? Thank you, European Union. Australia wanted to take the floor. Australia, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia would also like to support the Chair of the Fish Committee and also the US intervention. So we believe that the example is okay to be taken away. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Are there any other comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work with that little change in the project document. Thank you. Next is a proposed draft code of practice for fish and fishery products. There's a sturgeon. There's a section on sturgeon caviar that is proposed to be developed. The CC exec agreed to recommend this proposal for new work to the Commission. Any comments, please? I see none, so the Commission approves. Huh? Poland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Poland speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Would like to fully support the new work on sturgeon caviar. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. That was in support of the work. So the Commission approves this item for new work. Next, we move to the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. There is a proposal from the Fruits and Vegetables Committee to develop a standard for golden passion fruit. The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work. We have another 4 minutes. We'll try and do as much as possible. From the Food Labeling Committee, there is a proposal to amend the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work, to approve this item for new work by the Commission. I see no flags, so the Commission approves this item for new work. Next, we take the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. There are two proposals under this. One is the standard for certain quick frozen vegetables, and the other one is the standard for certain canned fruits. The Executive Committee had agreed to recommend both these items for new work for approval by the Commission. Are there any comments, please? I see none. So the Commission approves both these items for new work under the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Next is the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residue to develop a priority list for establishment of MRLs for pesticides. There was no project document, and the CC exec agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work. Next is a proposal from the FAO WHO Coordinating Committee for the Near East to develop a regional standard for Doog. Are there any comments, please? I see none, so the Commission approves this item for new work to develop a regional standard for Doog. Then there is a proposal to develop a definition and criteria for proprietary methods in Codex standards for inclusion in the procedural manual. There's no project document for this. This is a proposal under CC Mass. Are there any comments, please? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work under CC Mass. We now have four proposals for discontinuation of work, but it is 5:15. So we will recess at this point of time as far as this agenda is concerned to allow the legal counsel to take over the next work. We will discuss the discontinuation part tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. We need to look for the legal counsel. The legal counsel is coming. This part of the agenda will be handled by the secretary. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Madam Chair. We have the legal counsel is coming and will now explain how we're going to proceed with the election of the vice chair. Thank you. In the meantime, I would like to make an announcement, practical announcement, and that is to announce that the countries in the CC Euro, the coordinating meeting between the countries, will be held tomorrow morning at 8:30, room 6, level 3. Thank you. Madam Chair, in the meantime, I would like to announce the reception, the presentation and at the invitation of the Ambassador and Government of India. The reception will be tonight, this evening, at 6:30 to 20 p.m. at the Restaurant Vieux Bois, Avenue de la Paix in Geneva, and the invitation were delivered to the heads of delegation. Thank you.
A very good morning to all of you. I know you had long session yesterday evening, went up to beyond 9 o'clock, I understand. And we missed you all at the reception. But that's okay, we understand you had a lot of things to do. Before we continue with the agenda, I would invite Madam Secretary to make the opening housekeeping announcements. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning to all delegates. We have only one announcement for a side event. Today at 1 o'clock, there will be the meeting of the countries in the Near East region. It will be in room 7 on level 2. And we have another very important announcement. It's concerning the election of the members of the executive committee appointed on a geographical basis. The nomination forms are available from this morning until the closure of the session of this morning. So the nomination forms are available from the head table. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We would now continue with where we stopped yesterday at 5:15, which is agenda number 9. And we had to take up part 2, discontinuation of the work. It's not always the best thing to start the day with discontinuation of work. But that's how where we are on the agenda. The first one is from the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. And the item for discontinuation of work is the new work amendment to the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils linoleic acid level. Are there any comments? The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the commission to discontinue work on this item. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chair of the CCFO, I wish to inform the Commission that the 22nd session of the CCFO had discussed in detail the level of linoleic acid in the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils. In order to facilitate the discussion during plenary and to further explore ways to resolve this long-standing issue, the committee had established an in-session working group chaired by Canada. The in-session working group had proposed 3 options to resolve this matter as given in CRD 16 revised. However, the committee could not come to an agreement on the options proposed. In a further effort to resolve this issue, I had, as the chair of the committee, proposed to delete the value of linoleic acid and replacing it by a footnote that reads, national limits may remain in place or levels may be determined by national authorities. However, there was also no support for this proposal. The 21st session of the CCFO had earlier made a recommendation that if no agreement could be reached at the 22nd session of the CCFO, the committee would recommend the discontinuation of work on the level of linoleic acid. This recommendation was endorsed by the 62nd session of the Executive Committee. After thorough discussion, the committee recognized that there was once again no agreement on the level of linoleic acid in olive oils and olive pomace oils, and hence agreed to recommend the discontinuation of this work. The committee noted that if new data becomes available in the future, this matter on the level of linoleic acid in olive oils and olive pomace oils may be reconsidered by this committee. As the chair, I had reminded the committee that such data should reflect global variability that take into account geographical, climate and seasonal variation, i.e. over several seasons and varietal differences, and the data must be statistically sound. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCFO. Are there any other comments, please? I see no flags, so it is proposed that the Commission may accept the recommendations of the CC Exec to discontinue work on this item, and hence we discontinue this work. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The proposal is for discontinuation of work on the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA. Are there any comments, please? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Malaysia's written comments on this issue are reflected in CRD 4. Malaysia has no objection to the discontinuation of work on the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions, except for the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats at 1,000 mg per kilogram at step 6. Malaysia would like to inform the Commission that carotenoids are required in products such as vanaspati that falls under the category of 02.1.2 to restore natural colour loss during deodorization of vegetable oil used in the manufacture of vanaspati. Malaysia also wishes to bring to the attention of the Commission that the Codex standard for edible fats and oils not covered by individual standards, the Codex 10-19-1981, permits the addition of certain colour, which includes carotenoids, for the purpose of restoring natural colour loss in processing. In this regard, Malaysia is strongly of the opinion that the use of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2 is technologically justified. Therefore, Malaysia would like to propose the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats, be returned back to the CCFO for further discussion. Malaysia had discussed this matter with the chair of CCFA, and he is in agreement to this proposal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. May I invite the chair of CCFA to give his comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Malaysia intervention is correct, and the CCFA is willing to send this provision back for further consideration in our next session. However, I think this is the only draft provision that we will be sent back, but the other provisions, I would like to have the Commission agree to discontinue. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCFA. Are there any comments, please? Any other comments? I see none. So we approve, the Commission approves the discontinuation of the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA, except for the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats, and return to the CCFA for further discussion at step 6. Thank you. Next, we come to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, where the proposal is for discontinuation of the standard for discontinuation of the work on labelling of foods and food ingredients obtained through certain techniques of genetic modification, genetic engineering, draft amendment to the general standard for the labelling of prepackaged foods definitions. The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to discontinue work on this item. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so the Commission approves discontinuation of work on this item. Thank you very much. The last item on the agenda number 9 is from the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, and the 33rd session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. The proposal is to discontinue work on the proposed draft standard on processed cheese. Just to very briefly inform the Commission that this work has been continuing for the last 16 years, but there has not been any progress. The main issues were with regard to the use of stabilizers and composition, including the cheese content, and the difficulty to encompass all varieties, the wide varieties of processed cheese in a single standard. This matter was discussed last year at the Commission. The Commission had agreed to revoke three standards on processed cheese, but since there was a request from many regions to continue with working on a draft standard for processed cheese, it was agreed by the Commission that a circular letter would be sent out to the coordinating committees for their views. The views were received. Essentially, out of six regional coordinating committees, three regional coordinating committees were of the view that we should not take up this work, and three were interested in taking up this work. They felt that it was necessary to have a standard for processed cheese. The regions that wanted processed cheese standard are CC Africa, CC Near East, and CC LAC. This matter was again discussed in the Executive Committee, and what was agreed in the Executive Committee, I'll simply read it out so that there is complete clarity. Sorry. The committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to suspend work on this item for 3 years, and that during this time countries would collect information on the difficulties that they are facing in trade in these products and provide the information to the Secretariat for consideration at the CC Exec in 2015. So essentially a circular letter will go out from the Secretariat to all the National Codex contact points for their views. This is in substance the progress on this item. I'd like to invite comments from the floor, please. Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. I simply wanted to recall to the Commission that CCLAC agreed that it is necessary to have in place a processed cheese standard, and that waiting 3 years to see any potential problems, commercial problems, could be difficult for us to accept. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mexico. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Costa Rica supports the continuation of this work, and we are particularly looking at the possibility of introducing a regional standard in this regard. It's important for developing countries to have in place a standard, and whilst there may be difficulty in reaching agreement on certain issues, it is also clear that the previous commission agreed that there would be a need to work on this with a view to coming up with a standard in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As in our written comment in CRD 16, page 2, Japan supports discontinuation of work on processed cheese standards. We should respect the conclusion of the CCMMP, which agreed to discontinue the work. With regard to the possibility of elaborating regional standard for processed cheese, Japan doesn't support the idea due to potential serious trade disruption. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. In view of the fact that three committees agreed to continue and three did not. We are not sure as to the rationale of the commission, the executive committee, to discontinue this work. We do not want to know what thinking was behind this. We do believe that there is a need to take into account the opinion of three of the committees with a view to looking at this in a balanced manner in terms of virtues. We in CCLEC, between the 33rd meeting and this one, have been working on a draft standard on processed cheese and on other similar standards. And it is to be hoped, therefore, that a decision will be taken which will support the point of view of the three committees who are seeking a standard for this food product. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. Next is United States.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we certainly appreciate the concerns that have been expressed about the need for the standard. And many of these things were expressed last year at the commission meeting. What is the fact is that the Milk and Milk Products Committee spent many years trying to develop an international standard to no avail, because there could not be consensus reached. And one of the other options then was to have regional standards. I would call attention, however, to the terms of reference for our regional coordinating committees, which very clearly states that their role is to develop regional standards for food products moving exclusively or almost exclusively in intra-regional trade. It would be extremely difficult to have individual regional standards, much as I appreciate the concerns that have been raised by the members here. I understand that. I think the executive committee's recommendation is a good one. I think it provides the opportunity to gather the data that is needed to determine what the difficulties are with trade, what the possible trade disruptions are, and providing that information so that we can then consider how best to move forward to address the needs that have been expressed so eloquently here, but we also do not support moving forward on a standard until we have more of that information. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Before I move to the next delegate from India, I would request the chair of the CCMMP to give his views, please. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we do face quite an unusual situation in Codex with this topic, in that there is a failure to develop the process cheese standard, not because of opposition by any members or even doubts over the value of a standard for a range of reasons, but simply because the commodity concerned does not lend itself to standardisation. What actually can legitimately be called processed cheese, given current understanding? And as we've heard, the CCMMP was unable to resolve this issue, even though it tried hard for many years, and many countries involved invested considerable resources on the way through. Subsequently, the committee agreed at its last session to discontinue work. And this was not to say that there was no need for a standard, but as scoped and as presented to that committee, the proposed standard was impossible to achieve. It's clear that a number of countries still wish to pursue a processed cheese standard under that generic terminology. And if that is the case, as chair of the committee, I would ask that those countries that do wish to pursue further work, firstly, to work globally rather than regionally. This is a globally traded commodity, and it is increasing in volume every year. And it would only get Codex into trouble if work was pursued on a regional basis. Secondarily, those countries that are interested in pursuing the work should very carefully review all of the previous work that has been done by the committee, including the outputs of working groups, so that they do have a full understanding of the difficulties of standardisation. Thirdly, it is probably appropriate to consider a more narrow scope for further work and collection of information, even proposing perhaps a standard for more than one product that may fit under this general processed cheese terminology. If that material is gathered and submitted to the Commission, and the countries involved judge that there is potential for success for a different form of a standard for processed cheese, then the Commission could decide to pursue work on that basis. As Chair of the Committee, New Zealand would support any future work that had moved through this process as suggested by the Executive Committee and facilitate progression. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee. India, please.
Thank you, Chair. India expresses its concern over the proposal to discontinue this work. We would rather support that it should continue and would also support the suggestions coming from different countries for international standards, global standards, rather than regional standards, as processed cheese is widely consumed throughout the world, and India is also an importer of cheese. I understand that there is a lack of consensus, and also there are technical difficulties in having single standards. In fact, for that reason, there is a need for looking some other alternatives, like considering more than one product standards rather than abandoning the work. So India would urge that the work should continue with maybe a different approach. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Argentina, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Argentina wishes to draw the meeting's attention to the fact that Codex standards do not only apply to international trade. And in fact, what these committees have flagged is the fact that there is a need for guidelines in terms of domestic internal regulation, given that this is one of the functions that Codex standards should fulfill. Argentina has for many years participated in the Milk and Milk Products Committee and has provided comments with a view to trying to bring into effect an international standard on processed cheese. Nevertheless, all of that said, we do believe that there is a need to have in place such a standard, that an effort should be made to find a way forward. I dare say broadening the scope of such a standard could be a way forward, with a slightly different approach to this standard taken by different countries involved. But it has to be recognised that three regions of Codex are calling for such a standard. This means that there is an effort to be made here. We would, however, support what the United States has said to the effect that given that this is an internationally traded product, we need an international standard. Nevertheless, countries can begin work regionally first and foremost, taking their own approach and then bringing that to the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Dominican Republic, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The Dominican Republic wishes to express its concern at the discontinuation of the work and as such would support continued work both regionally and internationally. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania is not in favor of discontinuation of work in this area. And in fact, we are not in agreement with the Executive Committee decision that we should wait for further 3 years. We understand this has been on the agenda of the milk and milk products for the last 12, 16 years or so. So 3 years will not make any difference. And again, as to whether there has been a commercial problem in this product, yes. That's why it was put on the agenda of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. So indeed, there exists some commercial problems. So we don't have to ask for something that was considered so many years back. Again, Chair, we believe we need this standard for the fact that this product is in the international market. But at the same time, we have agreed, as we have been informed by the Chair of the Milk and Milk Committee, Products Committee, that there has not been able to get, we have not been able to get to international consensus. So our view is the decision we took last year should have been taken long time ago. And this provided opportunity for the regions at least to agree at regional level. And see if we can agree at regional level. And in this case, we have three regions willing to try to agree. So why not give that opportunity? And if we are able to agree in three different regions, there is a possibility of harmonizing those regional agreements. And the other thing, Chair, is for codex documents, they are not only for international trade. These are also advisory documents for member governments. In the developing world, there is a lot of products going into our countries in the name of processed cheese. And we have no guidance at all on what to consider to be processed cheese. So for the developing countries where cheese making is not a traditional activity, we need some guidance from the codex. And in this case, there is a possibility of having at least a regional guidance. Again, in the developing countries where cheese making is not a traditional activity, there is an opportunity for the dairy industry to grow. And we need some guidance on making processed cheese. And this guidance would come from codex. So I think we should not declare a failure in codex of coming to an international consensus. Let's try to do it at regional level, and it has been explained. And maybe there will be an opportunity to harmonize the regional standards. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Tanzania. We have a lot of agenda items to be completed, and we got to complete it by the end of this day. So I would urge all delegates to be brief in their comments. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. Cuba considers that there is a need to make progress with this standard at a global level. This should be a codex standard rather than the regional standard, and as such endorses the opinion voiced in this commission by a number of delegations. Cuba considers that despite the trade problems which may arise, this should not prevent us from coming up with a food standard for developing countries, which are major importers of processed cheese products and which have significant population concerns around this product. This standard would be considerable in its importance for us in ensuring the safety of this product and the good health of our consumers, also the health of our many visitors. We believe that as we move forward on this work, there's a need for support across the board. Cuba does not wish to abandon this work. Our challenge is to take up the work on the basis of new definitions as defined by the relevant committees, with a new scope defined with the agreement of all to the benefit of the safety of this product. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Cuba. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've listened carefully to the debate thus far and are struck by the strong interest expressed by many delegations. However, We are also struck by the clarification provided by the chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee that the absence of consensus here is not a result of countries being unwilling to find consensus, but that the scope of the work as it is characterized makes it near impossible to find consensus due to a number of factors, including the diversity of products in the category. It would therefore appear, Mr. Chairman, that taking advantage of the advice of the chair of the committee and the advice of the executive committee, that indeed continuing the current work as it is currently scoped would indeed be appropriate, with further reflection and the development after countries have had that further reflection, as the chair has proposed, of new project document that appropriately scopes what may indeed be possible in order to take the work forward, rather than holding the committee to a responsibility of continuing a discussion on the basis of a scope where it appears that consensus is not going to emerge. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Poland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Poland speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, support discontinuation of work on Codex Standard for Processed Cheese. Following the evident absence of consensus at the physical working group, the Committee on Milk and Meat Products agreed to discontinue work on that issue. The European Union and its member states are not aware of any trade problems at international level related to these products. As already mentioned by many delegations and the chair of the committee, Codex criteria for new works on regional standards are not met in this case. Therefore, the European Union and its member states strongly oppose elaboration of the regional standards for processed cheese, because these products are widely traded internationally, and having regional standards would not facilitate international trade on these products. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland, on behalf of the European Union. Jordan, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. الأردن ضد إيقاف العمل بالأجبر ويرى أن هناك حاجة.
Thank you, Chairman. Jordan is concerned at the course of discussions on processed cheese and notes the absence of consensus. It's to be hoped, however, that a framework for future work on processed cheese can be put in place. There is a need for regional standards, first and foremost, to facilitate trade between countries and to ensure consumer safety. On the basis of Codex standards, I thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Jordan. Tunisia, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais.
I thank you, Chairman. With regard to this issue, discussions took place last year and we propose to continue work. However, the Commission moved this issue to discussions within the regional committees, and following meetings of these regional groupings, notably within the Near East group, it was agreed to continue work. We propose, therefore, that work be moved to the regional level and that regional standards be implemented in view of the importance of this product in our countries. I should recall that the global standards are no longer applicable for processed cheese, and as such, every country has its own standards. This could give rise to an increased number of technical barriers to trade in this product, and as such, we would propose that regional level work be continued with a view to breaking down barriers to trade. If this proved impossible, as already mentioned by the chair of CCMMP, we would propose that work be continued at regional level with a view to facilitating inter-regional trade and opening up new avenues for trade between regions. This is a position that has been voiced already through CCExec, and we believe that this approach will be the most effective one in terms of international trade. I would support what Jordan said concerning the problems of trade and potential safety concerns surrounding this product. So thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Tunisia. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief, as we are running out of time and other delegations have already expressed what we are going to say. So Brazil would like to support the positions expressed by Argentina, Costa Rica, Colombia, and other Latin American countries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brazil, for this crisp response. That was very fast. Panama, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. We take on board the statement for the chair of the CCMMP as well as the statement from the United States delegation with regard to the fact that this is an internationally traded product. However, countries of our region make use of Codex standards as a basis for their domestic regulations. Therefore, it is worth considering the impact of such standards or the absence thereof on standards and trade-related issues concerning this product. We therefore feel that an international standard is appropriate. We do, however, note the statement of Canada concerning the potential avenues and difficulties relating to the standards on this product. I thank you.
Thank you, Panama. Lebanon, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. La'allani lam afham.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm not entirely sure I have understood the position of the CCMMP and the failure of the CCMMP to design a standard for this product. It's important to bear in mind the safety of consumers in this regard, and our region has continually flagged the importance of having in place a standard for the sake of trade predictability and safety. Solutions can be found, we believe, and the CCMMP should therefore look for such solutions. Lebanon is in favour of a standard given the importance of this product. I thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Lebanon. Honduras, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it has become clear that a standard is needed in this area. This can be seen at regional level, first and foremost, and Honduras would therefore support continued work in this area. Thank you.
Thank you, Honduras. I'd like to give the floor to New Zealand once again as chair of the CCMMP.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Primarily a point of clarification. This is a trade description and composition issue. A number of delegations have referred to food safety provisions, and these are actually elaborated by the Codex Committee of Food Hygiene, not the Codex Committee of Milk and Milk Products. We refer to the food safety components of our standards to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. And perhaps this illustrates to some degree the lack of understanding around this whole issue and the rigour of information that's needed to actually continue work on this within the scope of the current discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Jamaica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jamaica is very disappointed that work could not be continued on the consensus could could not be reached on the continuation of work on such an important internationally traded commodity. And as such, we should not necessarily wait until there are some trade disputes or food safety concern. And I think that we should be able to find a way to whether it is to narrow the scope of the current terms of reference of this standard, to develop whether regional or international standard for processed cheese, which I think work should be continued on. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamaica. Nigeria, please.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Nigeria, we want to join those countries that are supporting the continuation of the work, but with a global scope, but on a new, the scope altered in such a way that we can come to a consensus. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nigeria. UK, please.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I will be brief, as the European Union has already sort of made comments on behalf of the member states. Listening very carefully to what has been said, I find it quite difficult to understand how we could have a regional standard, particularly when processed cheese is traded internationally. So I fully support the comments made by the European Union. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. That was quite brief. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia will be brief as well. We strongly support the views expressed by the Chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee. Australia participated in this work over several years as well, and there is the suggestion from Canada as well that perhaps those countries that are continue to think that there is a need for this standard should reflect on. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Costa Rica wants to take the floor again. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. I wish to make reference to three specific points. The Chair of the CCMMP did just indicate that an international standard was needed. The problem was that there was an absence of agreement. So if we base ourselves on the understanding there is a need for a standard, then there's a need for us to look at the scope and the products involved to ensure that such a standard is possible. Secondly, the fact that there have not been trade problems is that each country has its own standards, and as such we have to adjust to the standards of each country. And as one of the speakers who took the floor before me said, this can give rise to trade-related barriers. Thirdly, if three regions out of the six are calling for a standard, I think we should respect that view, and we are firmly opposed to this work being discontinued. I thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Rwanda, please.
Thank you, Chair. I also wish to echo, Rwanda wishes to echo the position of those who support the continuation of the work on the grounds that without a standard, how do we decide what is actually thrown in the market to be actual cheese? So there is a risk if we leave it open actually to create trade disputes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Rwanda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have six more speakers listed here. Syria, France, Egypt, Uruguay, Ethiopia, and Kenya. And then we'll close the... maybe we can take one more, which is Iran, and then we shall close. We will have one member organization. Syria, please.
سوريا تقترح الاستمرار بالعمل بهذه المواصفة على النطاق العالمي أو الإقليمي، على اعتبار أن كثير من الدول تستورد مثل هذه المنتجات من داخل أو خارج دول الإقليم. سوري.
س-
Syria proposes that we continue work in this area, given that many countries are interested in it. We would like to continue work at the international and regional level. Thank you.
Thank you, Syria. France, please. France, you wish to take the floor? We have some problem with the microphone.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Sorry for the delay. I just wanted to back up what the President of the CCMP says, and also Poland and Canada. Indeed, we've tried for many years to try to come up with the standard on processed cheese without much success. We know this very well because France presided over the work of this committee with New Zealand, the Last Chance Committee. We're not against this work, but I must say that we've not been able to arrive at a consensus on the subject of processed cheese. I just wanted to highlight with the chair of the CCMP that the issue is not food safety, but rather a question of trade description and characteristics of the products, which has actually been very difficult given the diversity of processed cheese. We noted the absence of consensus between the coordination committees on continuing the work. This is why the recommendations of the executive committee seems relevant to us. This will give time to the countries who have commercial difficulties, trade difficulties with processed cheese to look at the issue, and when we come back to it, to deal with it. At that time, in a few years' time, we will be able to delve into the issue at the international level. We're not in favor of pursuing work at the regional level on processed cheese because there are already exchanges at the international level, and working at the regional level could only create the risk of establishment of trade barriers. Finally, I want to note as well that there are already rules on labeling and naming of processed cheese. Thank you.
Thank you, France. Next would be Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais.
Thank you, Chair. Given the lack of consensus with regard to putting in place a standard at the international regional level, and also considering that this product is liable for exchanges and development to meet the consumer's needs, and this is in constant flux, given these factors, and also given the fact that the product is subject to pesticide residues and other factors that are under the responsibility of the labeling committee, we realize that the committee has not been able to come to a consensus. The committee met for 16 years, so perhaps it may be necessary to take a vote to make a decision, or perhaps we could suspend the question and reopen the issue at a later session. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt, for the alarm bell. Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Uruguay wishes to endorse what was said by Costa Rica and considers that the work should continue to design an international standard. There is a need to assess the scope of product coverage and the scope of the standard with a view to reaching consensus on this future standard. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Uruguay. Ethiopia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the continuation of the draft standard and the fact that revisiting the scope may help also develop regional standards, which will enhance trade at the regional level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ethiopia. We'll take Kenya and Iran and then ICGMA. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kenya appreciates the challenge that the CCMP has gone through in not being able to come up with a standard. However, we note that there is need for an international standard as cheese is traded internationally. And we propose that the work continues, but with a narrowed scope so that progression can continue, because it seems like the scope is a challenge. So with a reviewed scope, we believe that we might be able to come up with an international standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. We'll take Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Listening to the debate carefully so far, particularly the intervention made by distinguished chair of the Milligram Products Committee, and on the other hand, having heard the wishes of those three regions to agree to continue the work, and we would like to support the continuation of this work, hopefully we can find a solution at regional and hopefully at international level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. We'll take one member organization that had raised the flag long ago. ICGMA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. ICGMA represents food companies that manufacture and trade processed cheese globally. ICGMA, like the EU, is not aware of any trade problems caused by the lack of a codex standard for processed cheese. And ICGMA underscores the statements made by the chair of this committee and consequently has supported discontinuation of this work. Continuation of the work in the regional committees, however, as stated by Japan, could in fact introduce some very significant trade barriers. ICGMA notes the comments made by Canada, and Canada has suggested a way forward on this standard, which would be to discontinue the present standard and to introduce a new standard or a new project document with a much narrower and more specific scope. It appears to me that that might be the possible way forward, but regional standards would probably be the worst way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, ICGMA. Delegates, please give me a moment to consult with the Secretariat, and then I'll get back. Okay, delegates.
We have Chinese in English.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Okay. Delegates, what I propose to do is to present a sense of the Commission and the salient points that were expressed on this discontinuation proposal. And then I would make a proposal to the Commission for consideration. Broadly, what was mentioned was, the first one was that waiting for 3 years is too long a time. Then the chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee was of the view that the countries should review the previous work so that they appreciate the difficulties and, if necessary, propose a new scope, and they are willing to take up this work in the committee. Many countries suggested that we should work on a regional standard. And at the same time, many countries were of the view that a regional standard may not be the practical way forward because of trade problems that may arise. This is, in short, what was expressed from the floor. The fact of the matter is that discussions have been going on in the Milk Products Committee for 16 years, but we have not been able to agree on how to move forward. And therefore, a suggestion was made that we rescope the work. There were some other countries also who expressed that waiting for 3 years is too long a time. But I would also like to mention that only last year, or probably the year before, I think it was last year, that this commission had approved a revision in the criteria for commodities, which was included in the procedural manual. And that clearly states that if there is an international trade for any commodity, the Commission should not move forward to develop a regional standard. So we have agreed to this principle only last year, so therefore I suggest that we stick to that. So then the issue comes is that if we have to have an international standard, and work has been going on for 16 years and there is no consensus on the scope and content of the document or the standard, what should be the way forward? Keeping in mind the views expressed by certain countries that waiting for 3 years is too long a time, what I would propose to the Commission for consideration is that the Secretariat would send out a circular letter seeking actual information to support the development of the standard. The trade impediments that countries or regions have been facing, in fact, since the circular would go out to the countries, then the countries would respond. And also suggest a narrower scope of the work. What should be the scope of the work? If a broad scope is not acceptable and there is no consensus, let there be suggestions for a revision in the scope of the work. This would probably allow a more practical data-based decision-making. And we can review the views forwarded by the countries at the session of the Executive Committee preceding the next year's Commission. Is this proposal acceptable to the Commission? Or is there any objection to this? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, just a point of clarification. It's not up to the chair of a Codex committee to recommend continued work when that committee has already recommended discontinuation of work. And my statement was to the effect that if the option of continued work was taken up, then I offered some suggestions. So just to make that clear. Secondarily, given that Codex has already used its best resources and processes with all interested countries invited to participate to try and get a result, and we haven't managed a result, it's very important that Codex operates in the next phase in an efficient and responsible manner. It's also very important that those countries who want further work must properly invest in that process. So as an operational question, it would be to the Secretariat in terms of the contents of the circular letter. We certainly would not want to perpetuate the roadblocks that have already faced the committee in terms of the type of information and the rigour of collection of that information that have faced us already. As an example, Australia had an impossible problem asking for trade statistics and possible problems in the working group, because every country has a different concept of what processed cheese is, and therefore the data coming forward to the committee was not useful because every country had a different idea in their head about what the actual commodity was that we were seeking information on. The challenges ahead of us are technical. They're about composition, they're about scope, and technological questions around getting something that works. And we would seek some further information, not during this session, but certainly by some sort of dialogue between CCMMP, perhaps IDF, and interested countries to make sure that this circular letter is properly focused and gives the opportunity of getting the real data that we need and some technical options that would facilitate progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the MMP. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to you and the Secretariat for seeking to define a way forward. Just to request a point of clarification, you noted that the response to the circular letter that you propose would then be considered by the Executive Committee. And we just wonder at the capacity around, as the chairs of the committee has noted, to review the technical input that would come back and, of course, the management of the Executive Committee agenda, for that review of the feedback to then shape perhaps a new project document to happen at Executive Committee rather than at the Milk and Milk Products Committee, which it would appear to us to be a more appropriate venue to then consider the feedback from the circular letter. And so I just raise this for your consideration and clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, gracias.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The chair of the committee clearly indicated just now that if the Commission decides not to discontinue the work, which is the first decision we should be taking, we could then move on to reconsidering various aspects. And as Canada indicated, the information from within the circular could then be analysed by the committee. We would therefore propose that rather than discontinuing the work, we consider the circular and leave it to the CCMMP to go into the details. I think the chair of that committee is well aware of the problems standing in the way of consensus and might be in a position to try to overcome those. It is very important for our countries to share this information and move forward on that basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Just give me a minute, please. I do not see any other flags. Give me a minute, please. I believe Colombia also wants to take the floor. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I wanted to recall that the chair of the CCMMP had stressed the need for a standard in principle, and if we take that assumption and also the fact that three coordinating committees believe there is a need for standards, taking all of this as a basis, we should not discontinue or interrupt the work. We concur with the chair of the CCMMP to the effect that it should not be up to CC Exec to re-examine the actual discussions here. We should rather be looking back at the circular, because we run into problems when it comes to the broad scope involved here. There's a need for us to look very carefully at these difficulties with the Secretariat. They might be technical rather than trade-related ones, but in any case, there's a need for a standard. So if we take that assumption, we would ask New Zealand to consider formally continuing the work, reactivating the work, on the basis of the decision taken by this commission, and that they consider continuing chairing this CCMMP, and that they kindly accept as a co-chair one of the regional groupings that has shown its support for continued work, and that New Zealand, together with this co-chair, examine the circular, but that at all costs they do not discontinue or interrupt the work. And then at the next commission, assuming that we do not break the discussions or discontinue the work, at the next commission that we look at the status and the possible form that this standard might take. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Colombia. May I invite New Zealand, please, as chair of the CCMMP?
Thank you, Chair. Just to try and simplify from our point of view where we've got to, the committee is adjourned at the moment, as the Commission knows, but we would be very happy to work with the Secretariat. We would be very happy to work with IDF and any countries that has had a specific interest and technical knowledge on the topic to prepare the circular letter as proposed earlier by you, gather the information that is rigorous and objective, and be part of an informal process to evaluate that and come back to this to the Commission with some options on the feasibility of furthering the work. And it's not to say that the current work is formally discontinued. I think we're parking that notion at the moment, and we need to get our best technical resource together informally within the Commission with the Secretariat and make sure our next request for information is appropriately focused. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCMMP. Okay, delegates. Yes, we do clearly agree that we do not discontinue this work because there is still some work to be done. Taking the proposal from the chair of the CCMMP, what I would propose is that the Secretariat work closely with the chair of the CCMMP to develop the circular letter, which will go to all the member countries, all the national codex contact points. And you provide inputs to that questionnaire, to the questions posed in the circular letter. And if you have any additional inputs to give, please do that. Then the Secretariat would bring it to the next session of the CC Exec, and then to the Commission for final consideration. We cannot reactivate the CCMMP at this stage because it is already adjourned sine die. So only when there is a decision by the Commission as to what is the scope and are we moving forward next year, and only then the question of reactivating the committee would arise. And the chair of the CCMMP has already expressed that interest in reactivating it when the work is to be taken up. Can this be accepted by the Commission? We need to move forward, really. I see no flags. Oh. New Zealand, please.
Just a clarification, Chair. There are ways of working within the Codex system on a topic such as this without reactivating the committee, for instance, working electronically, and we would propose to, on this single topic issue, that's how we would work within the Codex system. Thank you.
I would like to invite Madam Secretary to respond on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's important clarification. If the committee decides to proceed with this work, that was as mentioned by New Zealand, reactivating in the sense of starting to do new work, but of course it could be done by correspondence, working electronically, as we have been proposing for some other adjourned committees, as New Zealand indicated. So that's at this stage we are only at the stage of deciding for the next session, not deciding, but asking for more data to have another discussion at the next session of the Executive Committee and the Commission, and then we would decide whether there is a need for this new work to proceed. And in that case, it would be it could be carried out, of course, by correspondence, as this is an adjourned committee. That would be reactivating, but reactivating for work by correspondence and electronic means. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I see no other flags, so we proceed as discussed and decided. And with this, we come to the end of agenda number 9, and I would like to thank all countries, all member organizations for the cooperation and bearing with me. I also thank the interpreters. Thank you very much. And now I think the next agenda item would be item 10, and this would be chaired by Mr. Knut Ostergaard. Thank you.